All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
It sounds like it might be a good idea. I'm just throwing this out there. I'm new to this. But fake your death and then get out of town.
Here's the rocket scientist of faking their death. Okay, they're going to do it by water. Why? Because there's no body. Okay, and law enforcement shows up and says, oh, they must have drowned. Let's just go home and pay the wife the insurance money. The problem with faking your death, if you don't leave a limb behind, okay, nobody really believes it. And the other thing is you've then maximized or you've added more people to your search. Mm. Now it's law enforcement, okay? And then it becomes this media sensation. Law enforcement then is looking for you, and then the amateur sleuth who's just interested in the case. So never fake your death. It's ridiculous.
All right, so I got shot down with that one. Let's talk about this. Is there a difference between helping people disappear off the web as opposed to really disappearing to a beach, some Caribbean island?
Yeah, because the disappearing physically depends on who the predator is. If it's a stalker, like, for example, there's a life in could be in danger. So that's the physical part. That's where somebody can get hurt. You know, the digital stuff is you can't get hurt from it. It's just information. It's just data. So it is two different worlds because when you're picking up and disappearing physically, you have to answer some questions. One, how do I make a living? So you have to look at disappearing like relocating because you need the same things. I mean, do you take particular types of medicine?
Oh, right, yeah.
You know, can you be traced to that? You know, what happens if you have a particular disease? I mean, there are realistic things you need to think about.
So that's what people are paying you for, to give them a reality check and be like, it's a great romantic idea to disappear, but here's some of the details you might have forgotten about.
Well, I call it the palm tree lifestyle. Everybody wants the palm tree lifestyle. I'm going to disappear. I'm going to sit on the beach. I'm going to buy this beautiful beachfront property for 10 grand in Belize. Yeah, the problem is you can't get electricity there, you know. So, you know, my point is I always shoot people down, you know, and put the reality into it because in our heads it's one thing and the pictures look cool online. But no, you can't do that because you might be traced this way. Oh, you have this weird disease. What happens if you have an attack? You know, does Belize have that hospital? Does British Guiana have that hospital? I mean, what do? You have this one medicine you take. It's very rare. Can you be traced through that medicine? There's a lot more things you have to take into consideration.
So when you're describing this to me, you know who's coming to mind? Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden. And both of them were caught. What are the chances? Can you really stay disappeared if somebody wants to find you? Especially if it's the U.S. government.
Yeah, but listen, the U.S. government comes after you got problems, okay? They're in a whole other category, you know what I'm saying? If you've done something like that, they're going to pursue you. I have a thing called like the fluke factor. It's that stupid, stupid thing that happens. You change your name and here you are living in your new city and you're hanging out with your new friends at a bar. And in walks a guy you went to high school with, comes up calling you by a different name, okay? And you're like freaked out. And you're trying to say, no, that's not me, that's not me. And you create this weird situation. And here's what happens in our technical world. That high school buddy of yours walks out and he tweets, just saw Frank Ahern in Phoenix, Arizona bar and he denied who he was. Next thing you know, somebody puts it on Facebook and all of a sudden it just starts spreading. And That's the fluke factor in life. It's the one thing you don't know about, the one thing you don't expect.
Did you see the first episode of The Sopranos? Remember when Tony walks, they're looking at colleges with Meadow, and he walks into a diner, or I don't know, CVS, and he sees a guy who was under the witness protection program, and he's like, oh my God, you thought you were hiding. Fluke, like you said, the fluke factor. And ends up, I think, strangling him in like the bathroom or something
like that.
Yeah,
that was a great scene.
It was great, right?
You know, And the fluke factor is, years ago, I was hired to find this guy, right? And typically, for me, it was easy finding people. Couldn't find this guy to save my life. Nothing. He just vanished, okay? And he owed a lot of money. clients. I said to the client, I said, tell me about this guy. What about him? He said, you know, Frank, he was big into muscle cars, 60 muscle cars. He had a collection on this and that. And then I said, you know, he had to subscribe to magazines. So I started calling the subscription places. Hi, how you doing? This is Joe Blow. I haven't got my magazine subscription. We don't show you in the system. And boom, boom. Seventh, eighth one in, they say, Mr. Blow, we sent it to P.O. Box 10 in Albany, Georgia. I was like, thank you. And that's the fluke factor. It's the one thing you just don't know. And to me, it was not rocket science. It's just, you know, I was just sitting there on my feet up drinking a beer and saying, that's hell. I'll check that.
The muscle car.
Yeah, the muscle car.
Frank, thank you so much. This was crazy.
Yeah, it's a crazy world.